Governor Cuomo addressed leaders from across the state in Albany as he announced the winners of the URI. Through Round 5 of the Regional Economic Development Council Initiative, $2.25 billion has gone to projects throughout the state, according to the administration.
This is the largest investment in upstate New York since the Erie Canal. Today, we are investing $1 billion in upstate New York, and we are actualizing 1,000 economic development projects all across upstate New York just today.
The competition, often referred to by critics as Cuomo's Hunger Games, does not leave the losers empty-handed. Cuomo said he plans to provide additional funding for the four regions that did not take home the $500 million top prize.
I'm going to propose in the budget next year to my colleagues in the legislature for those regions that are not successful today in the URI grant, we allocate an additional $50 million to those regions, those four regions, so they know they'll get $50 million to fund their top priorities, because there are no bad proposals.
Democratic Assemblyman Anthony Brindisi of Utica said he would support that plan. The Mohawk Valley came away with $100.3 million Thursday, the largest amount of the regions that missed out on the biggest awards.
Whether it's development of unmanned aerial systems in Rome or downtown and waterfront development in other areas of the region, there are some great projects that will be moving forward with that commitment of state funding. And going forward with the $50 million in the state budget, that can give some assurances to the regions that were not winners, that the projects they had in their year one upstate revitalization initiative pipeline, that we can still go back and try and fund some of those projects that didn't make it.
Brindisi also mentioned that the Mohawk Valley region has been the recipient of a significant amount of funding in the last few years. He said more than $500 million has been invested by the state into the Nano Utica project, including GE's Quad C facility and AMS's semiconductor manufacturing plant. Montgomery County Executive Matt Ausenfort, a Republican, said the URI competition allowed the people of the Mohawk Valley to come together to develop their plans. He said the process made the county forge closer relationships with neighboring municipalities.
We've worked very well with Fulton County for many years and Schoharie County to some extent. But, you know, when you add in Otsego, Herkimer, Oneida, there's definitely a stronger bond there than previously, and I would argue probably in many, many years.
Ausenfort said while there was some disappointment the Mohawk Valley did not secure one of the big awards, every top priority project in Montgomery County got funding. Projects such as the Global Village housing development at Fulton Montgomery Community College, investments that will create 25 new jobs at AGT Services in Amsterdam, and funding to upgrade the county's bike trails.
You know, you got to take the good with the bad and stay positive and try to, you know, focus on, you know, building some momentum. And even though we didn't get that big, massive $500 million boost, I do see, you know, some good progress happening here in the Mohawk Valley.
The Mid-Hudson region was awarded $90.4 million, the North Country was awarded $85.1 million, and the Capital Region $98.1 million. There's more at WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.